All right, good evening. This is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on May 17, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. I may have thrown an extra W in there, and I do apologize. I'm fighting off trying to cough here for you guys. All right, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and we are now looking for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any Echolink stations wishing to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds. Echolink stations, come now, please.
KD2FM, KA3TFB through the Echolink system. We're logging in here, and I'm the only one at this time on the list. Over.
Okay, the net recognizes KA3TFB, Bill, down in Pennsylvania. Yeah, my apologies. Matt just alerted me that he was going to try to be here, but he's running a little bit behind. So I'm pinch hitting, and as I drop the mic, I'm going into a coughing spasm, which is exciting. So, all right, go ahead, Bill. Take the floor. It's yours.
Well, fine business. I'm coughing myself. But it's gotten a lot better. I had called off of work yesterday and was in bed all day. Got this, a little bit of this, so a little bit of sore throat, a little bit of a cold, a little bit of a cough, a little bit of aches, a little bit of everything. And of course, it's diminishing. I'm under the law of diminishing resources. You know, can't explain it any better than that. Expectations fall way below what we thought when it was new. It just, things don't last long. Got to fiddle-faddle with it, get it to run, get it to work. Need something that it's not going to break down or I'm going to throw money at it. Maybe we can have that as an inquiry. Who has something that they don't have to put any money into it? Well, listen, I'm not going to hold the repeater down. Thanks, Kevin James, for being there. Dedicated individual, working even when he's ill. I've had to do that a few times in my life. I didn't look at that as a good thing. Back to net control from KA3TFB, and it's 55 degrees in Franklin Park Borough. Over.
Yeah, okay, Bill, I hear you there on being a little under the weather. I'm still trying to forge on. As you know, and everyone up in the North Country knows, I pride myself on giving a very quality recording for a weather forecast for the radio station. And luckily, I'm able to record these because between each take, I take a pause and try to let my voice relax a little bit. And unfortunately, sometimes I get into a pretty good coughing spasm with the bronchitis issue. But on a good side, things are breaking up in my upper chest, so that's a good note when the meds are working like they're supposed to. So hopefully after a couple more days, I'll keep following through with it, and then we'll kick this bad boy out. So, yeah, and also, too, I know, Bill, I talked with you earlier on the Lowville repeater. Found out that the warning on the Pop-Tarts is very serious. I accidentally burned myself on the filling that oozed out the edge of my Pop-Tart this morning at breakfast, and I did give myself a little bit of a blister, and I didn't think it was that bad initially, but man, that baby hurt. So, all right, with that, we'll move forward here. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N5AOW. How you doing, Kevin?
Yeah, N2PFM. Good evening. I'm just going to be in and out tonight. Just a quick thing. Temperature range today, 39 to 66. Present temperature, 53. N2PFM clear.
WA to you.
KD2AIT.
Okay, as I recover myself from a coughing spasm, KD2FBM here, net control. We checked in. A nice call up there, guys. Four stations. I'll start at the bottom of the list, work my way back up. KD2AIT, Jeff. WA2U, John. N2PFM, George. Yes, we have you for an in and out. And we'll start at the top of the list here. N5AOW, Bob, how are you doing today?
Kevin, absolutely fabulous. Had a marvelous day today, enjoyed the sunshine, got a couple things going. Went down this morning and started out with 9 holes of golf and decided I was going to play 18 and did that and enjoyed it. Had a wonderful day. I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer than what it was. Got a little bit cloudy, a little bit breezy, but still excellent day. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'll turn it back to you, and good evening to everyone else on board. N5AOW, back to Net Control.
All right, that's pretty cool. You got in some golf today. I mean, I must admit, with my bad back, I probably wouldn't be able to enjoy golf that much. I could probably enjoy driving the golf cart, but, you know, what kid wouldn't for that matter? So, but that's the kid in me that would enjoy that part and being outdoors. Yeah, if my lungs are better, I'd probably have a ball at it. All right, N2PFM, we did have you for an in and out, and we'll move on to WA2U. John, go ahead. You have the floor.
Or the microphone, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency, the assembled multitude, and to those out there listening, yes, Kathy and I had a great day today, 47 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So, went and did some shopping this morning and ran a few errands and came home and ordered a few more CDs. I know that sounds boring, but we really, really enjoy our music. If all the radio stations go off, we'll still be able to play music for years and years to come without worrying about that. Anyways, speaking of music, there's an interesting program on right now on the Channel 24 about Janis Joplin, so kind of a nostalgia there. And we let one of our friends know, because Barb, she was at the original Woodstock and saw Janis Joplin amongst a number of other people. So we gave her the heads up, and she's watching it. I think it's on one of the Channel 24 stations. So not a whole lot else going on. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. I'm recording some CDs upstairs into a digital cartridge. So we're watching the clock and all that. When I do some of this recording, I end up setting a timer so that I... in case I forget or get distracted with a phone call. And I invited at some point, give people a heads up, maybe Vic WB2U, Vic Nardo will be joining us some evening here on the net, talking about D-Star. So I left him info about the repeater, and maybe he'll jump in and join us. So turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and hope you feel better. Remember the other remedies I suggested. You might give it a thought. WATU back to that 7-3 to all.
Yes, yes, John. As a matter of fact, like I say, back in the day when I was actually better at self-medicating, I had a little wider spectrum of choices, either 151 or Johnny Walker was another one of my favorites that would actually burn stuff out of me. And unfortunately, I hate to admit it, As I've aged, acid reflux has taken over, so that stuff is like fire water to me, and I don't get the enjoyment out of it. So, which might be a good thing, I will have to say that. And as a flip on the music side of things there, in your travels, check out the group called The Wrecking Crew. They were the backup band used in studio for several different artists over the last, like, I want to say 30 years. And I can't remember the name of the bassist. She's an excellent female bassist. And, I mean, she came up with some really neat riffs and whatnot. And some of those catchy bass lines that we've all enjoyed in the top 40 industry actually were her fingers working the fretboards on the bass guitar. So I know CBS's Sunday Morning has done a documentary story on her. And I think Access, if you have a Dish Network Access channel, is an excellent resource. They did a whole background on all of the guys and gals from the Wrecking Crew, so that's just a good side note there. All right, we'll move forward here. We got KD2AIT, and I do see Matt has checked in, so we'll catch up with Matt after Jeff. Jeff, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Good evening, KD2AIT. Not much going on here. I'm working for most of the day. I did take a break, a little walk, and some trees come in, but I really won't be planting until next year. But I got them planted here in the garden and let them grow here this year. See how that goes. But not a lot else going on. It's kind of quiet, and trying to finish up some work here so I can get done.
KD2AIT, back to control. All right, Jeff. Yeah, it's always good to hear what you're up to, getting the garden all set and ready to roll for the season. Like I said, I do see we got Matt in here, KD2JWC. Before we get to you, Matt, just bear with me for a second. I just want to throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, we have a call from KC2WI, Pete. All right, Pete, hang in there for a minute. We've got Matt, KD2JWC. Matt, go ahead. Tell us what's going on in your side of Oneonta this evening.
This is KD2JWC. I could have waited until the end, Kevin. That's okay. But I'm here quick. Sorry I'm late, guys. Thank you for picking up the net, Kevin. It was one of those working until the last minute type things, trying to get a bunch of stuff done. Not much going on my end other than, you know, pulling my hair out, trying to get caught up, and trying to get 3 months' worth of stuff done in about 3 weeks. Maybe a month, but about 3 weeks. Had a decent day. It didn't start raining on me until towards the end of the day while I was outside working on some things, but that's usually how that goes. At least it wasn't cold out, so not much else going on my end. I won't tie the repeater down for too much longer. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, Matt. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I didn't realize that we actually had any measurable rain. It must have been something pretty light then, because I didn't really see anything on the ground here when I took the dog out earlier, so... or it could have been isolated, too, for that matter. So, yeah, good grief. All right, we'll move forward here. KC2WI, Pete, what is going on up your way tonight?
KC2WI. Well, it's 9:15, and I almost didn't get on here. And I looked up at the clock and realized it was late, and John had told me that one of his friends might come up on Echo Link and talk a little bit about D-Star. I've been working pretty much all day on a proposal for a service contract that there was a lot of sort of iffiness to it as opposed to how good it's going to be if I get it. But it's a good potential anyway. I won't say anything more about that. But I basically put it off till the last minute, not by choice, but because I've been so darn busy the last two or three weeks, and I haven't been able to just sit down and really think about it and write it. And I thought maybe I would be able to do some of that like Saturday night or something while I was, you know, after the conference, but it was kind of too late to really, you know, concentrate on it. And I went directly from there to a day on site and so on and so forth. So anyway, but down to the wire, it's got to be in and on the, you know, submitted on the 5th or by the 5th. I guess they're going to open them on the 5th at 2:30 or something. So I have no choice, and I need to do it tonight because tomorrow I've got a full day, and Thursday, you know, I might have a chance. But anyway, be that as it may. I did call last week National Grid to complain about RFI. That's really bad down on the lower HF frequencies. And I don't know if it really is power line noise or not, but it surely sounds like it. The lower the frequency, the worse it is, and there's sort of that buzzy kind of, you know, that kind of stuff. And but I'm not exactly certain, because I've got noise up. I got interference on, you know, on this frequency. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't break the squelch but I have to have the squelch turned up. And the repeater here isn't even coming in full quieting. I can't believe that from Boonville. And I've got a pretty good antenna and all that. So I don't know. Anyway, I got a call from the guy today, and he's been here before when I had the other big problem. And so, you know, he's good. He knows exactly what I'm talking about and all that. And hopefully they're going to find something. And hopefully they're going to find some power line problems and fix that. And if it doesn't all go away, at least some of it will. So anyway, that's hopefully going to be the elimination of one of the many aggravations here. I did get on a little bit on the D-Star today, and that used quite a bit of activity, but I just had to turn it off. I had to concentrate on getting the work done. But it is pretty cool, and once I know some people, I'm really looking forward to somebody who travels around that, you know, will be where they normally are, and then once I figure out how to do this with this sub-DV thing and the WinDV software, I think it can be done. What's really cool with it is if you want to talk to somebody and, you know, they're normally on the WA2UMX repeater, but they take a trip to, you know, Chicago or something, and with their D-Star radio, they get on a D-Star repeater there, that information propagates through the system. If you program your radio, or in my case, my WinDV, you know, I'll call it radio simulator, that I want to talk to, you know, W2XYZ, it will find where he is and call him, you know, identify that. I don't know, I don't understand exactly how it all works, but that's basically the idea of it. I really want to...
Yeah, Pete, I have to tell you that D-Star is very interesting, what you're chatting about there. I know when I worked for the state on the statewide wireless network, the technologies that were behind the scenes were quite amazing because you could actually communicate to a group or to an individual, or you could go into a kind of like a super secret mode with an encryption and whatnot. And granted, it was only going to be within New York State the way it worked. And currently, if I remember, I think I told you guys the last time we chatted, Pennsylvania is currently using this system, and the state of Florida is also using this system. And eventually what was going to happen down the road here was the capability where it would be set up to cross state lines, you know, say if there was a incident between two states where you were using agencies on both sides, those agencies would be able to communicate with each other and whatnot using that technology. So, yeah, D-Star is something interesting I want to check out more on, and I have gotten the FL Digi on my computer here, so at some point maybe, you know, we'll entertain playing with that at some point down the road. All right, yeah, throw another call out there. It's KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
And 2-0-I killed the leader.
KC2WI with a comment.
Okay, Pete, I got you for a comment. The other station, I think that was N2YQ. I didn't quite catch the call. There's a lot of noise in the background. If you can try again, please.
Yes, November 2, Austin, yes, you come back. Yeah, I thought this was up on high power. Thank you.
Okay, I copied November 2, Oscar Yankee Papa. Yeah, if you can hold tight here for just a sec. Pete, go ahead with your comment really quick, and then N2OYP, if you can get to a better location, hopefully that noise will clear out for you when we come back to you. So hang in there tight, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's N2OYQ, Dan. And Dan, what you've got is a really pretty bad power supply hump, real fuzz. So something going on with the power supply, you might actually be better off if you can go to low power, and maybe that will at least minimize it. But that's what's going on there, Kevin. That's the problem. But I wanted to mention, you had mentioned, and probably we could just could turn into a real long discussion, but you had mentioned the wrecking crew, and I'm pretty familiar with that crew, primarily because of the Beach Boys, and the wrecking crew was, and the bass player you mentioned, that's Carol Kay, and the drummer, and I guess the guy who kind of gave it that name was Hal Blaine, and there was other people in it, and I actually just wanted to remember a little bit, so I just pulled up the Wikipedia page, and Jim Gordon, who I'm not really too familiar with, and the other person was Glenn Campbell, and that's really interesting because obviously that's how Glenn Campbell became a Beach Boy when Brian Wilson stopped touring, which was about that 1966 period when he was in the studio. Creating Pet Sounds. So, you know, the music you hear on Pet Sounds, that's the Wrecking Crew, and the voices are the Beach Boys. KC2WI.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Yeah, because I was racking my brain here because I'm not tied to the internet with my laptop at this point. But yeah, Carol Kay, yeah, she is a phenomenal bass player, and I had forgotten about the whole Glenn Campbell tie in there, you know, that whole deal. That just kind of, wow, jeez. You know, I remember seeing, like I say, bits and pieces of the interview that they did on Access, which they actually went in more depth, and it was quite interesting. So, all right, we'll move on to Dan here. Dan, hopefully everything's working better for you. Go ahead, take the floor. It's yours. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Yeah, good evening. This is N2YQ. Is that better now? I turned all the other radios off. I had you on here. Yeah, I think that was caused by the fact that I was on something now.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, unfortunately, I hate to admit, you still have a really, excuse the term, wicked hum in the background there. I'm not sure what it is. Like Pete said, it could be your power supply or something going on there, and hopefully it's nothing serious. We appreciate you saying hello. That's really cool. So, all right, hang in there for a minute. Let's see here. We'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins, comments.
SMS from Matt Riddling or KD2.
Kevin, is that better? I turned the power down, M2YQ.
Okay, boy, you sounded better that time. Go ahead, try again.
Yeah, this is M2YQ. Yeah, I turned down the power down on it. I had a high power, maybe that was causing. Anyways, we got 52 degrees here, and it was a really nice day out here today, Kevin. So, back to you. Yeah, give me a radio check so I can come back. So, M2YQ clear.
Okay, Dan, boy, you were 1,000% better at that last call in comparison, so that was great. All right, yeah, still throwing another call out there for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
M2KKL, good evening.
KC2WI with a comment for Dan.
Okay, the net recognizes N2KKL, Pauline. Pauline, hang tight. KC2WI, go with your comment for Dan.
I do that, yeah. N2KKL, just got home from our meeting a few minutes ago. So just wanted to pop in and say hi to everybody. And you all have a good night and a nice day. I don't know about tomorrow, it's going to be too bad. N2KKL, back to net.
Okay, thanks for stopping by, Pauline. It's always good to hear you. Okay, Pete, go ahead. KC2WI, you have the floor. It's KD2FPM.
Okay, yeah. Well, sometime we should talk about the wrecking crew. Of course, I'm reading the Wikipedia, but I remember a lot of the stuff hearing it before, and it's really quite interesting and all that. Dan, I don't know what power supply you're using there. As I recall, didn't I fix one? You had like a 20-amp Astron, and we put a new 720, what is it? I'm getting bad about engineering. 723 regulator chip in it, I think. I don't know if it's that one. Maybe some of those were known to go bad. Maybe we got to fix it again. But if you're using like a lower, you know, small power supply, it may not be just not enough current. So let me know what you're using there. Maybe we can fix it, and I might have something I can lend you. If not.
Yeah, Pete. This is an Astron. It's 20 amp. This is a new one I bought. The other one I still got. I use it in the camper. But this one here is a new one I got here two years ago, I guess it was. So, I don't know. It could be possible a problem with that one, too. But I turned the power down, so it's a lot better than if I had a high power. I think I got 25 watts right now, the radio.
Yeah, and... So that really sort of indicates that's the way it goes when you draw a low current, it's fine, but the higher current, the voltage drops or it goes out of regulation or something. You know, if you're lucky, it's just the chip and it's not the output, the pass transistors. But maybe we got to measure that sometime. But there's something going on with it, and I do know that I had it. It wasn't an Astron, but it was the same problem. It was a crummy old pyramid, and I fixed it. A guy I bought it from said, "Oh yeah, it works good." Well, it didn't, but that was a problem. And so those chips are known sometimes for doing that. They're still available. Maybe we're just going to have to buy another chip and put it in there. I think they're, you know, a few bucks. Anyway, get in touch with me sometime and we'll look at it. KC2WI.
Okay, very good, Steve. We'll do that. M201Q, we'll clear. And thanks, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, hopefully, Dan, you get that fixed up and everything will be all set. Yeah, I know I'm still learning what I can and can't do with equipment here, and unfortunately, yeah, I'm an old radio DJ, so Pete, that's why I know some of the stuff in the background here on certain things, but an independent DJ, let's clear that up a little bit. No one's ever owned me. I've always been an independent, but yeah, unfortunately, I don't know, my 10-meter rig that I've got here, it's an old Radio Shack realistic, what is it, model HTX-100. I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, the thing started acting really flaky, and then all of a sudden now it's just like it won't transmit, and it really doesn't like the single sideband mode, so I'm hoping I haven't done something screwy to it or it hasn't just gone belly up and quit. So that's one of my biggest fears at this point, that radio may be nothing more than just a... an electronic paperweight, so for nothing better said there. All right, I'll throw another quick call out there. It's KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Okay, I'll throw a final call out for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2137 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And let's see here if I can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like we had 9 check-ins tonight. KA3TFB Bill and 5AOW Bob and 2PFM George, WA2U John, KD2AIP Jeff, KD2JWC Matt, KC2WIP, and I believe it's N2YQ Dan and N2KKL Pauline. Thank you all for checking in, and those that listened on the scanners tonight, we appreciate you out there hanging out with us. And don't forget, if any of you guys want to do what we're doing, the floor is open. All you got to do is go in, take your test, and you can get on the air like we do and enjoy the nice conversation with us. All right, until next time, I will say 7-3, and I'll also be clearing through the Echolink system. This is KD2FPM, and I will be clear.
KD2FPM, KC2WI.
KC2WI, KD2FPM here. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'm reading this Wrecking Crew stuff again, and I remember, like a lot of people, you don't realize what they played on. But and I there's some YouTube videos on there of Carol Kay on YouTube, you know, talking about. Well, I've particularly seen the ones who they're talking about the working with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. But I think she's got some kind of a video just of her. And she talks about different things and how she became a bass player and how she, you know, came up with various, you know, she was playing with so-and-so or whatever, and she, you know, developed whatever the bass lines were and all that. Pretty interesting. And, like in this thing it says, supplied the signature bass line in Sonny and Cher, The Beat Goes On, you know, which is pretty, if you, you know, as soon as you say that, you can hear that bass line. Beach Boys hits, Help Me Rhonda, blah, 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 Pet Sounds, Smile. But I remember talking to her some other things about the Beach Boys. And one interesting thing she said was, well, you know, actually Brian originally, Brian was the bass player. So she said, I could really relate to him, or he could really relate to me, or whatever, whatever, you know. And of course, the Wrecking Crew, you know, musicians, to them, the Beach Boys were just, you know, kids. I mean, I don't think they were that much older, but you know, 5 or 10 years, I don't know. So that's really, really interesting. And if you read through this, there's all, you know, there's so much stuff that they're on, you know, like Al Blaine played Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love, and, you know, so on. It's Mr. Tambourine Man and Strangers in the Night and all this stuff. It's really quite interesting.
Oh yeah, definitely received. Like I said, my first introduction was a CBS Sunday Morning cover story that they did on Carole Kaye, and I was just kind of like, "Ooh, this is interesting." So I kind of sat there with my coffee and I kind of watched and listened, and I was like, "That is amazing! All those great songs from like the late '60s, early '70s. You know, there's like a whole genre of stuff that they worked on exclusively." And it kind of also tells me the reason why a lot of us enjoyed that music, and it was easy for us DJs to work with, because, you know, the uniformity that was there and the ability to work it, and the quality of it too, no less. I mean, you could have a performer come in, just a vocalist, and the studio band would actually have all the tracks right in place and everything was ready to go. And then your vocals would be laid down, and it was absolutely phenomenal, like I say, just watching that. And I'll go check that out, Pete, what you just shared there. So something else for me to kind of take some time and read up on. KC2WI, it's KD2FPM.
Yeah, really interesting. I know another one here, which I remember seeing this, is, you know, it's a video on YouTube, Carole Kaye talking about, she says, you know, it says, Brian Wilson used the Wrecking Crew on many of the mid-60s productions, including Good Vibrations, California Girls, and albums, especially Pet Sounds. They really, they did almost all the music, all the instruments on Pet Sounds. A couple of the Beach Boys did a couple of things, you know, like I think Carl played guitar on some song or something. But I remember there's a video on her talking about doing the bass or developing the bass line for Good Vibrations, like, you know, saying to Brian, well, Brian, what about this? And Brian says, oh, far out, you know, or something. And then another guy who was included in that group was Larry Knetchel, and I recognize his name because, talking about the 70s, he was one of the members of Bread, you know, which was, you know, like a really, you know, hot band there in the early 70s. And I got all their albums. I really like. Now, I don't like the David Gates, Sicky Sweet later stuff, but early Bread stuff is really good. And, you know, there's a lot of good stuff besides the, you know, Guitar Man and some of the hits. But, it's really interesting when you start reading about different musicians and session players, and, you know, they were, maybe you read them as a session player, but then you realize they were part of such and so band, you know, stuff like that, like, where did I see this? Oh, Jim Keitner, who was one of the guys, I guess he was a later, I think he was kind of after Hal Blaine. He came in as a drummer in the much of the, he said, 70s, session drummers from 70s and 90s. But he played in, now this is funny, he played in Ringo Starr's All-Star Band, but Ringo was a drummer. But he was a drummer on both albums by the Traveling Wilburys, which, you know, is a conglomeration of people like Jeff Lynn and George Harrison and Tom Petty, you know. Pretty interesting. KC2WI.
Oh, yeah, my gosh, you just sparked a few memories for me there, too, Pete. You know, talking about David Gates and Bread, that was kind of more the era that I came in when I was just getting my feet in a studio learning how to DJ. And then I'll throw into the mix there America and some of the great stuff that they performed. And they actually have some interesting YouTube videos where they kind of did like a live jam session where they just did hit after hit after hit live right there in front of you on with multiple cameras. And that was quite interesting. Then another twist into this, England Dan and John Ford Coley. In fact, I ended up making friends with John Ford Coley, and we sent each other messages once in a while back and forth on Facebook. I almost had him here in Central New York, I want to say about 3-4 years ago, when Benny Mardones was in Syracuse, and my fiance and I were going to kind of hide him in North Utica and make it possible for him to go undetected from North Utica over to Syracuse to be able to see Benny, and maybe even possibly we're hoping maybe to perform with Benny on stage and whatnot. So, and you know, some of these artists too, they actually write stuff for others, you know, like Prince. We found out a bunch of stuff that he wrote for other artists. Benny Mardones is another one. Prior to his vocal career, he had written several songs for other groups and whatnot, and it's just phenomenal, the stuff that goes on in the background that we don't really ever know about unless you actually get inside and actually, you know, start to probe through, and then it's a complicated web. KC2WI, it's KD2FPM.
Well, true, and it depends, you know, on the band and the album and the things like that, but there are ghost musicians, they don't get credited at all sometimes. You know, like certainly the original Pet Sounds, that was the Beach Boys. There was no, you know, any of those people. Sometimes they'll, you know, list all the artists that perform on a thing, even if it's, you know, not the members of the band, but we knew this in originally anyway. The first two albums by the Monkees, you know, the musicians were like the Wrecking Crew. Then they realized, well, you know, the Monkees, those guys could actually play halfway decently, and they started playing some of their more stuff and, you know, whatever. But and by like writing things, I'm trying to think, one of the Monkees, maybe two of them actually wrote stuff for some other band. Brian Wilson, he wrote a lot of stuff for other bands. I mean, he did a lot of stuff with Jan and Dean. Now, of course, that's the same sort of style of music. And then there's guys like, that just slipped my mind. There's a lot of people that have written tons of songs before they became stars, and you know, they wrote it, and even maybe afterwards to some extent. I got Carol Kay in my mind, but Carol, you know who I'm talking about. For some reason, my mind is just, I've got Kay as that last name, and I can't get it out, but you know who I'm talking about. She wrote Locomotion. She doesn't sing it. And she wrote a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I guess I'm getting old.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. Amazing. Like I say, it's amazing what you find out behind the scenes there. All right, Pete, I hate to do this. I got to run Brutus the Wonder Mutt outside to do his evening job, and I got to take my night meds here because I keep coughing like a crazy man here, which is not a good thing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try to see if I can catch up with you tomorrow night. I will say 7-3 KC2WI. It's KD2FPM. I will clear on your final.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, Carole King, you know, her big album there was Tapestry, but she was writing songs for everybody back in, like, the early 60s and stuff like that. Anyway, there's a lot of people. You could talk about it forever if you were really into the music business, which I'm not, but I find it, the history of back, you know, the 60s and 70s, sort of the stuff, you know, when I first started listening to music and in high school and that, and all, pretty interesting. Anyway, 73KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, listen, you take care of yourself, and we'll, like I say, we'll catch you tomorrow night, and maybe we'll pick this up and go a little further. All right, this is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, like I said, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Till then, 73KD2FM is clear. Is the repeater in use? Hearing no objection, this is KD2HKB coming to you via Echolink for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. 10, which is part of the national traffic system, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. on the 145.17 repeater. Formal written traffic is routed in and out of Oneida and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, please transmit to this is, and then pause and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey and continue with your call sign, adding the word traffic if you have any. Once again, my name is Matt, call sign KD2HKB. I'm located in Sherburne, New York. Station 4 Octane. Come now, please.
KD2HKB, this is KD2FM. Were you able to cop me down on the 85?
Affirmative, Kevin. Yep, I got you down on the 85 repeater. So you're all checked in.
Okay, thanks. Received. Back to net control. KD2FPM will be clear.
This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'll go ahead and make this my final call for stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. Nothing heard. I'd like to thank you guys for the use of the repeater and the use of Echolink. It once again is very much appreciated. 73L, KD2HKB is clear.